Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, April 9th through the weekend. First, the weather, expected to get hotter over the next few days. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. At night, it'll drop to the low 70s. Let's get things started with curfews. Miami Beach has canceled its 8 p.m. spring break curfew effective immediately. The curfew was imposed for several weeks in the South Beach Entertainment District from Thursday night until Monday morning. In addition to no more curfew, there will be no more lane closures on the MacArthur Causeway. Instead, police will deploy a license plate scanner in the eastbound lanes from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. Though the city curfew disappeared, Miami-Dade County's nightly curfew remains in place from midnight to 6 a.m. until it ends on April 12. In food news, Taco Tuesday is looking up in Miami. We're about to get brand new Mexican eats thanks to Hollywood veteran Mario Lopez. The one-time Saved by the Bell star has launched Mario's Tortas Lopez, a delivery-only virtual restaurant already up and running in Chicago. Those in the 305 can experience MTL in the coming weeks via Grubhub. Local independent restaurants will prepare the food. For more on what to eat around town, go to miami.com. In environment news, the threat of a flood is diminishing at the Piney Point industrial site. But what about the leak into Tampa Bay? After deploying dive teams along with a submersible remote vehicle, engineers have identified the source of the leak. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is now working to identify the best method to plug it, either by patching the hole or blocking it with fill. Piney Point is a former phosphate processing plant in Manatee County. Ponds on the site are filled with contaminated water that could threaten the health of the nearby bay. In sports, with just less than 6 weeks remaining in the regular season, the Miami Heat is working to incorporate newcomers and fine-tune its play before the playoffs. On this week's episode of the Heat Check podcast, the Miami Herald's Anthony Chang and Barry Jackson attempt to explain what's up with the defense. Get Heat Check wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And finally, in entertainment, like every other major music festival that canceled in 2020 at the start of the pandemic, Jazz in the Garden's expected a return this year. We all know how that played out. Now Miami Gardens has announced that Jazz in the Gardens will return to Hard Rock Stadium in March 2022. And if you can't wait that long to hear live music, Miami has its own two-day jazz festival at Bayfront Park this spring. Music fans can celebrate at the inaugural edition of the Bayfront Jazz Festival at Bayfront Park and its FPL Solar Amphitheater stage. The Bayfront Jazz Festival is scheduled for April 30th and May 1st. Tickets are available at bayfrontjazz.com and Ticketmaster. That's all for today. For more top stories and subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.